keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
So let's have a look at the situation now with water and with electricity as well. In Soshanguve, there have been protests that have taken place. What really does seem to have been the final straw, because residents in some high-lying parts of Pretoria yesterday taking to the streets, they were demanding an end to what they're calling the ongoing drought. And today, again, we are seeing people protesting as well. The mayor, Randall Williams, has been talking to Rand Water about the crisis and trying to deal with this. Well, let's have a listen to what Sipho Stierman, the City of Tshwane spokesperson, has been saying about this.
Good morning. So as of right now, we can say with confidence that the water challenges in the city of Tshwane are being resolved. The water outage situation is resolved in the sense that our reservoirs are now recovering. Mooi Kloof has recovered, and Mooi Kloof reservoir has recovered at 53%. We've got Grootfontein at 20%. It's still low, but we expect this to increase. Now, Atteridgeville, which supplies Kalafong Hospital, the reservoir there has recovered at 35%. So the facility should start receiving water and the residents. Lodium has also recovered at 99%. We also have Gasfontein that has recovered at 58%. Now in Soshanguve, our reservoirs that are based in Soshanguve have recovered at 38% and 43% respectively. So now it's a matter of ensuring that we release the water from the reservoirs to trickle all the way to the households. However, we are having some challenges in Soshanguve in the sense that there are protests that are taking place, and those protests are preventing our teams from releasing the water from the reservoir and pumping the water to the households. So we need residents to make way and make space for our teams to be able to release water from the reservoirs to go straight to the taps for residents to start receiving water. But the situation of our reservoirs being critically low, that has been sorted out. And should the residents start making space for us, then our teams will be on the ground and ensure that everybody, the households, receive water when they open their taps. We just need the protest to come down, which is why we are working with our TMPD to monitor the situation, because we are trying to help and resolve this water challenge. And it will be resolved as soon as they make space for us, because the reservoirs have now recovered, and that means we can start pumping water into households. But we need the residents in Soshanguve to make space. Generally speaking, the water outage issue in the city of Tshwane is now resolved in the sense that our reservoirs have recovered.
Okay, that's Sipho Stierman, the City of Tshwane spokesperson, explaining the situation with water in the capital, specifically to do with Soshanguve, where there have been protests. And you heard him saying, the residents need to make space for us. Tumale Makhlaudi, Newsroom Africa reporter, is in Soshanguve. Tumale, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is the current status of that protest? And is there space for the officials to go in there and actually fix the situation with the water?
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Always great to speak to you. The current situation here in Soshanguve can be described as tense but calm, in the sense that the protest continues. The roads are still being blockaded. But just a few moments ago, there was an official that did arrive from the city of Tshwane to see what the situation was. That official was not impeded in any way, I must say. Residents just made sure that they followed the official to hear what the actual situation is. Residents have been saying that these reservoirs are actually quite full, and that they don't understand why the water is not being pumped to their taps. They took us on top one of the reservoirs here in Soshanguve, and we managed to get our own view of the water situation. And while I'm no expert in terms of the water reservoir and levels and what would constitute a full reservoir, from the top of the reservoir, one could see see and hear the water, you know, basically flowing from within. It was less than 2 meters from where I was standing, which would suggest that the reservoir is quite full from a layman's perspective. But one could also see that the technical aspects of the reservoir, things like wires and some of those meters that are meant to gauge where the water levels are, were actually either vandalized or had not been maintained in quite a while. This includes the stairway that leads into the particular reservoir itself. It was rusted, and it was not a stairway that would be advisable for any human being to step on unless that person wanted to plummet down into the reservoir. But Mandy, if you will allow me, I've got one of the community leaders here, Koketso Kokusha. Koketso, tell us, you've heard from the official that was speaking right now with Mandy from the city of Tshwane, just saying that they are ready to ensure that the reservoir is pumping water to taps, but residents like yourself who are protesting are actually hindering that process. What can you say in response?
Thank you very much, Tumaole. What I would like to say is the city is clueless. This person that was speaking is clueless. It simply shows that there's no managers, there's no proper way of doing things in this current administration. Because if you can say that we are blockading the way, whereas you saw yourself that when those people that were coming into the reservoir, we did it peacefully. So they went inside the reservoir and they did speak with us, and there was peace and stability. And in fact, people were quite happy that that particular man came in and told them that in the next 3 hours we'll be having water on our taps. But quite sad and disappointed from the person that was just speaking now, saying that we are blocking the way and the officials or people, the team are unable to make way to the reservoir. And it simply says that they're clueless, because of this thing is not for the first time it happens, not the second time, nor the third time. Since 2016, we've been having this particular issue ever since, and I'm telling you, throughout this year, it will happen again. It's always twice a year. It will happen again around October. I'm telling you, we can even bet on that. I can bet with my mother's house that in October we'll be having the same crisis, or sooner than October, because of this has been what they're doing to us in Soshanguve. They do not care for us. We don't even have capital budgets for projects. We don't have anything. The only thing that they give us is street lights. How can a community as big as Soshanguve survive on street lights and never have tar roads, never had proper sanitations, never have proper things that we need in this particular community? I'm quite disappointed.
All right, okay, so if I can ask just one more question there, very quickly, so that we don't take in too much of Mandy's time. The issue of the violence and the infrastructure that has been damaged, the street signage that has been torn down, what do you say to those who say that these service delivery protests are actually taking you back, because now the water might be resolved? However, the council will then have to replace the signages. Doesn't this take away from the very legitimate concerns that you are raising?
Yes, we are very concerned about those things. But nonetheless, Tumaole, those signs were provocations of the POPs that were sent by the city or whoever that sent POPs to our areas to say that they should come and rubber bullet people left and right. So people retaliated by damaging those signs. You know, we were peaceful, and when they were here earlier on yesterday, they saw that we were protesting peacefully. But the only problem that we did was to blockade the road, and we did communicate such with the community. But when they started shooting the community, pepper spraying them while they're trying to tell them and to engage with them that we have a water crisis, and the MMC for water and utilities are not coming this way, or whoever that is responsible, that must come this way. Even that particular officer of POPs went to city of Tshwane yesterday, and after going there, he's got the same result, that the people that were voted in to cancel are afraid to come and speak to the black majority, if I may say it. Not that I'm racial or something, but if this crisis was in Waterkloof, Waterkloof residents wouldn't even lift a finger. But do we condemn the destroying or the damaging of property of the municipality or the infrastructure, as I put it? But that was a provocation that was done by the POPs.
No, thank you very much. That was Kokuetso Konkucha, one of those leaders, community leaders, who say that this particular civil protest is community-driven, and they have been very firm to say that they don't want any political organizations or formations coming in and hijacking, in their own words, what is a legitimate community uprising. And they say they'll wait those 3 hours, as was communicated to them by the official from the city of Tshwane, who came and inspected the water reservoir and promised that everything is being done within 3 hours. The water will be back running through their tap. Mandy.
Tomato, thank you so much for that excellent coverage and bringing us the voice of a community leader there as well. Tomato McLeodie, Newsroom Africa reporter in Soshanguve for us. That's an excellent encapsulation there of the situation. You heard from the city of Tshwane spokesperson explaining that the residents need to make space for them to go in. You heard from one of the community leaders as well. You heard Tamala's reporting. What do you think about that and that situation in Sosh at the moment? Send me a WhatsApp voice note. Let me know what you think.